friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Dan Friedel for hosting the past two shows. It's good to be back in the big chair, to quote Dan. And let's get right to the sporting action. In Yaoundé, Cameroon, the draw was held for the African Nations Championship football tournament. Our VOA football fans will remember this 16-team tournament features national teams made up of players competing in their domestic leagues. For example, a Cameroonian player is eligible to play for Cameroon only if he's playing for a Cameroonian club. A Moroccan player is eligible to play for Morocco only if he's playing for a Moroccan club, and so on. The Moroccans, by the way, are the defending champions, having defeated Nigeria on home soil in Casablanca 4-0 in the 2018 final. And one other reminder for our VOA football fans, the African Nations Championship is also called CHAN. CHAN 2020 was originally scheduled to be hosted by Ethiopia, but was moved to Cameroon after Ethiopian football authorities said they were not ready to host the competition. Let's take a look at the four groups for CHAN 2020. Group A has host Cameroon, Mali, Burkina Faso, and Zimbabwe. Group B features Libya, Niger, and the two Congos, Congo Brazzaville and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Group C has defending champion Morocco, Rwanda, Togo, and Uganda. And Group D has Zambia, Guinea, Namibia, and Tanzania. The tournament will officially kick off April 4th when Cameroon hosts Zimbabwe in Yaoundé. The other Cameroonian cities that will stage matches are Douala and Limbe, with the final scheduled for April 25th. Now, Cameroon will use CHAN 2020 as a warm-up for the bigger Africa Cup of Nations tournament, which it will also host in January 2021. That competition has 24 teams and will be played at six venues across Cameroon. Elsewhere in African football, Zambia recently named the 50-year-old Serbian Milutin Micho Sredovic as its head coach. Coach Micho will prepare Chipolopolo of Zambia not just for CHAN 2020 in Cameroon, but also for Qatar 2022 World Cup qualifying matches. In World Cup qualifying, Zambia is grouped with Tunisia, Mauritania, and Equatorial Guinea. Iron Mike Mbonye contacted Coach Micho in Yaoundé, Cameroon, and asked him about Zambia's World Cup qualifying group.
I personally believe that Zambia got very competitive group with Tunisia, coached by very good coach Bayer, that was taking the team, coaching before youth categories, Olympic team, and now taking over the senior national team with very good group of players that they have been on the World Cup in Russia 2018. That talks enough volumes about powerhouse of African football, Tunisia. However, with all due respect to them, we believe that we can compete against them, because it is 180 minutes of football, 90 minutes in Lusaka and 90 minutes in Tunis, and then to see where we are, how we are, and whatsoever. Second team in the group in a pecking order that we have to play against is team of Mauritania. Cretin Martins has made very good competitive team, and they have been team of the year 2018 in Africa, according to CAF. And as a such, very competitive matches will be played in Nouakchott under very tough conditions and match in Lusaka. And then we have a team of Equatorial Guinea coached by Sebastian Minier that has very good experience coaching in Africa, being assistant to Claude Leroy, and in Togo being alone coaching Congo Brazzaville, coaching Kenya and qualifying them after practically 14 years to Africa Cup of Nations. Now going to Equatorial Guinea with very good group of players that are playing in Europe. It will be very hard not to crack, very competitive group, but we believe that we have everything what it takes. We have talent of our players. We have work that we shall put into the deepest attention to the details. We are having 17 million Zambians as football stakeholders in country that has special passion of love towards the game of football. And we believe that all those three aspects will help us, that God is seeing and helping us in very tough competitive group B of the World Cup qualifiers for the Qatar 2022.
Are you in contact with Zambian players abroad in the task of building a formidable team?
As a servant and soldier of African football for last almost 20 years, I need to tell you that as witness of time, I have been really following African football in every of 50 out of 54 African countries where I was. Now that I'm working for Zambia, of course, I follow footsteps out and in the field of all the Zambian players that are eligible to play. We are having three brackets of looking for the players. First bracket is Zambian local league, where we look for the best of the best, and we shall use them in CHAN competition designated for the locally based players. Then we have group of players playing on the African continent, namely in DRC Congo and South Africa and elsewhere, that we are following and looking forward to get the best of the best from them. And then we have situation of players playing worldwide, where we really have a chance through the platforms available to us to follow each footstep of each player that is playing there outside, whether they are playing in Europe, whether they are playing in Asia. So this is our duty, our job. Wherever there is a Zambian son that is ready to carry the jersey of and represent the nation in the best possible way, we are really taking care to the deepest possible attention to the details, that we really follow up on our players.
That's Milutin Micho Sredovic, the head coach of Zambia's national football team. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Yaoundé, Cameroon.
Dear respected friends, sports greetings. This is Milutin Micho Sredovic, coach of Zambia national football team Chipolo Polo and former national coach of Uganda Cranes. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Thanks.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, the complicated legacy of Daniel Arap Moi. His critics say Moi was a dictator who ruled with an iron fist. His supporters say he was a kind man who actively promoted education for all Kenyans. The legacy of Daniel Arap Moi.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here.
The Voice of America. VOA.
I'm VOA Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. All 20 players who helped the world champion U.S. women's national soccer team qualify for the Olympics 2 weeks ago have been recalled for training camp ahead of the She Believes Cup tournament next month, and six others will join them. Head coach Vlatko Andonovski also invited two World Cup members who were left off the Olympic qualifying squad, striker Mallory Pugh and defender Tierna Davidson. Coach Andonovski also summoned goalkeeper Jane Campbell, midfielder Jordan DiBiase, and defenders Casey Short and Margaret Peirce. The She Believes Cup training camp is scheduled to open February 26th in Florida. In the She Believes Cup, the top-ranked Americans will play number 6 England on March 5th in Orlando, Florida, number 13 Spain on March 8th in Harrison, New Jersey, and number 10 and Olympic host Japan on March 11th in Frisco, Texas. The American women have not lost a match in more than a year, an unbeaten streak spanning 28 matches, 25 wins, and 3 draws. Coach Andonovsky says he's received lots of positive feelings coming out of the recent Olympic qualifying, which included 5 USA victories and a 25-to-none goal differential. But Coach Andonovsky says there's still a lot of room for growth, and the She Believes Cup will be a good tune-up for the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, which officially open July 24th. And speaking of Tokyo, organizers of the Tokyo Marathon on March 1st are drastically reducing the number of participants for this year's race out of fear of the spread of the coronavirus from China. My VOA colleague Steve Miller spoke with reporter Jason Gatewood just outside of Tokyo about the development.
Yeah, they said, of course, in lieu of canceling the event altogether, because it's a little bit too late to do that, they'll only allow certain elite runners in the event. And what this means is, you know, those frontline, front pack runners you see that are, you know, that usually are seen in other national or very, very popular marathons like the Boston and the New York marathons. Those are the ones that usually are sponsored and are expected to run in the Tokyo Marathon. But if you're a normal person like you or me, thanks but no thanks, I suppose, would be the order of the day. And I'm not sure exactly, this announcement just came out in the last like a couple of hours or so, and I'm not sure exactly how they've set up any kind of other policy beyond that. Usually you have to pay a fee to register.
Well, so not only sure that, you have people traveling all over the region, from all over the region, all over
That's
Japan,
right.
to mm-hmm. attend the Tokyo Marathon. So you're looking at other transportation costs, whether it be the trains, the airfare, the hotels. Canceling, you know, the participation for these events is going to have a major tourism economic impact.
Well, not only that, but you also have to figure in the impact from the spectators as well. I've actually covered the Tokyo Marathon in the years previous, and usually all around the course there'll be onlookers and spectators, and some runners and aficionados from other companies usually combined their love of running and sport with a trip over here to Japan. And of course, you know, it's not easy to get over here, so their trip is going to usually last anywhere from a couple of days to a few weeks. So the tourism definitely is going to see a dip from lack of participation in the event, for sure.
That's reporter Jason Gatewood speaking to my VOA colleague Steve Miller from just outside Tokyo. The Tokyo Marathon is the city's annual race, and not to be confused with the Olympic marathons, which will take place during the 2020 Tokyo Games in August in Sapporo. The Tokyo Marathon on March 1st is the largest sports event to be impacted by the coronavirus. The race has now been limited to only elite participants. The Tokyo Marathon was expected to attract about 38,000 runners. With the restriction in place, Kyoto News reports the total number of participants will be 176 runners and 30 wheelchair athletes. Organizers of this year's Tokyo Olympics and the International Olympic Committee have repeatedly said they will not cancel or postpone the 2020 Games. Almost all sports events in China over the next few months have been called off, including next month's World Indoor Track and Field Championships and a Formula One auto race in April. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Kenya will represent Africa at the 2020 Olympic Women's Volleyball Tournament in Tokyo. The competition will take place at the new Ariake Arena, which officially opened to the public earlier this month. The $340 million facility is also where wheelchair basketball will be played during the Paralympics. The Kenyan women volleyball team is nicknamed the Malkia Strikers. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, Ruben Chama tells us more about the Kenyan team.
The Kenyan women's volleyball team have won accolades from President Uhuru Kenyatta and other senior government officials and the general public. Paul Bitok is the team's head coach.
We have lined up various international friendly matches. We are starting our official training in April. That is after the teams finish the African Club Championship, where all our players now have been released to join their clubs. And this is because it's an international competition, part of our training for the Olympics. Official training now will start in April 1st. We will have 2 months training in Kenya, and then the team will leave for Turkey in June.
Thereafter, the team will proceed to Japan, where they will play 3 international friendly matches a few weeks to the kickoff of the Olympic tournament. The Kenyan national women's volleyball team was also named the best 2019 sports team of the year in the country. Bitok says he remains hopeful that the 2020 Tokyo Summer Olympic outing will be successful.
This is our third time to participate in the Olympics. We are close to for the last 16 years, so this was a good history for the team of Kenya to have this slot for Africa. And we are meeting at 12 countries in the world. The team will be representing Africa continent. Now Kenya is coming back again as the champion of Africa.
As part of the initial preparations for the Global Extravaganza, Bitok says the team has enlisted new young players to improve their performance. Noel Murambi is among the key players. She says, "I'm delighted that we've qualified to go for the Olympic Games. It's been a hard-won competition and long time coming. We thank God and we now look forward to having good training, including international friendly matches that will prepare us for the global tournament."
Mataraji yenye tumejipanga ni ati tunataka to train vizuri, to have enough time kwa training, to have good training, kama itawezekana to have international matches zenye zinaweza tusaidia.
The Kenyan team beat Nigeria in 3 sets, 25-15, 25-21 and 25-12 to qualify for the Olympic tournament. Mercy Moin is the team captain. She says our players will emerge victorious.
I feel good because we are going to do the best. Training normally, we train a month or less than a month. But this round we have like 7 months of preparation, so I think we are going to do our best.
Kenya's team is in Pool A in the Tokyo Olympic Games alongside top-ranked teams such as Serbia, Brazil, South Korea, the Dominican Republic and host Japan. The players remained optimistic that they will display a splendid performance. But what is the message to their supporters? Noel Murambi makes her direct appeal.
First of all, I want to thank them. They supported us before and after. Before we went for the qualifiers in Cameroon, they were with us, so I want to thank them. And for the championship that we are going, the Olympic now, I just want to say that may they support us more fully, and we really appreciate.
For the Sunny Side of Sport, this is Ruben Chama in Nairobi.
Hello, sports fans. This is Paul Tergat, marathon champion from Kenya. You are listening to the Sony Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
In more football news, the Spanish club Atletico Madrid will host defending champion Liverpool Tuesday evening in a first leg round of 16 UEFA Champions League match. Joining us now with a preview is VOA's Gwen Uten. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. European champions Liverpool are sitting comfortably at the top of the Premier League with a huge 25-point lead over second-place Manchester City. And the Reds are the favorites going into Tuesday's match against Atletico Madrid. But after landing in Spain, Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp told reporters their upcoming match will be a tough one.
Playing Atletico is one of the most difficult things in the life of a football player. Really good organized, a result machine, squeezing results pretty much out of each game if possible. Yes, people will tell me and told me already this year it's not exactly like what, but it's a transition period, that's normal. But still, fighting with all you have, don't get a lot of chances and all that stuff. So that's really difficult.
Liverpool are fresh off their 1-0 victory against Norwich City and are set to play their upcoming match on familiar, if not nostalgic, territory. Tuesday's match will be played at the Wanda Metropolitano, the stadium where Liverpool celebrated their Champions League title in 2019. But ahead of the match, Klopp was quick to remind reporters that it's a new season, and his side will need to play at their best if they are to beat what he calls their highly organized opponents.
Combine a few things. We are not bad organized as well. We play football. We have different respect different aspects of the game, I would say. Readiness to fight is exceptional. All that stuff. We don't feel like the winner of last year's Champions League tournament. We feel like one of the contenders for this year's, and we want to show that. We want to be there in Istanbul, if possible.
Tuesday will be the first time Jurgen Klopp will face Atletico as manager of Liverpool. And ahead of the match, Atletico coach Diego Simeone expressed his admiration for Klopp and Liverpool's tremendous run this season.
No tengo ninguna duda. Que siempre hemos hablado de grandísimos equipos.
Coach Simeone says, we have spoken about great teams throughout history. This Liverpool will make history for sure because they have a different way of playing than all the others we've admired. I like this one a lot more because it's more direct, more intense, and changeable. And that makes me admire this opponent. Atletico enters Tuesday's match after a 2-2 draw at Valencia, and due to an erratic season, they are sitting in fourth place in La Liga and fighting for qualification for next season's competition. But Simeone says he has not lost confidence in his players.
No valoro de qué manera me gustaría llegar. Estamos en este momento.
Simeone says about his team, we are here now. Tomorrow we have a tough opponent, and I highly trust my football players. I know the stadium will be loud tomorrow. I know that Liverpool has a vibrant stadium that will most likely make us suffer when we visit them. Tomorrow, the same thing will happen at Wanda. Well, Tuesday's match at Wanda is the first leg of the round of 16, with Liverpool hoping to defend their Champions League title. And we will keep you posted on that result. And that is all from me for now. Sonny, back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. Let's give a sunny side of sports salute to Ugandan athlete Joshua Cheptegei, who set a new 5-kilometer road world record over the weekend in Monaco, where he clocked 12 minutes and 51 seconds. It's the latest achievement for the 23-year-old Cheptegei, who last year won a world title at 10,000 meters in Doha, as well as 2 gold medals at the World Cross Country Championships in Denmark. And the year before that, in 2018, Joshua certainly had a Commonwealth Games to remember in Australia, where he won gold medals at both 5,000 meters and 10,000 meters. And that wraps up the February 18th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to my producer, Mukbil Yabaro. Thanks also to Voice of America engineer, Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.
Border Crossings.
Join host Larry London.
Larry London.
On Border Crossings, VOA's only worldwide music request hour.
Whoa.
Every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in for the biggest hits and amazing artists. Win prizes and get the latest news from exclusive celebrity interviews.
Ooh.
Send your requests to Facebook at VOA Larry London, Twitter at Border Crossings, or Instagram at Border Crossings VOA. Or call 202-619-2077 and have your favorite music played to the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal, only on the Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
Hello, this is James Butte, Managing Editor and host of VOA's Daybreak Africa show. Join us Monday through Friday at 03, 04, 05, and 0600 hours UTC as we bring you the latest Africa news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our mail segment by sending your comments to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. That's Daybreak Africa right here on VOA Africa.
Hello, this is Peter Clotty, host of Nightline Africa. Please join us every Saturday and Sunday at 16 and 18 hours UTC. Nightline Africa is VOA's Africa's weekend show that provides news, features, and entertainment news about Africa and the world. Tune in. You will be glad you did. I guarantee it.
This is Science in a Minute.
The World Health Organization says by 2050, 10 million people throughout the world could die each year from diseases that are resistant to antibiotics. As microbes continue to develop mutations and render previously effective medications useless, scientists are developing new methods of treatment to fight these so-called superbugs. Researchers from Canada's McMaster University say they have found from their experiments with mice that a new group of antibiotics called glycopeptides can kill bacteria in a new and unique way. They say the new drugs can stop functions that are necessary for bacterial cells to divide and multiply. The researchers found that these new antibiotics can block infections caused by the drug-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, a group of microbes that can cause a number of serious diseases, including pneumonia. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.